Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Listen to the following scenario and guess where it took place. A conservative speaker is invited to speak on the campus of a major university. Contracts are signed, the topic is chosen, and suddenly the plug is pulled. The speaker is deemed too controversial, interpret that as too conservative, and students might be offended. So where did this happen? Cal State Berkeley? Vanderbilt? Columbia University? Think again. It happened right here in Montana at the University of Montana in that bastion of free speech known as the School of Journalism. The event was the Jeff Cole Distinguished Lecture, and the invited speaker was Mike Adams, a columnist for Town Hall and professor at the University of North Carolina, who also happens to have won a free speech case at the United States Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Sounds like an interesting story, a story worth hearing at a distinguished lecture at a university school of journalism. The problem is, Mr. Adams is a conservative who's written extensively on bathroom bills, the LGBT agenda, Muslims, feminists, and the transgender debate. Despite the fact that he's constantly berated by the liberal left, he was twice voted best professor at the University of North Carolina. Once again, sounds like an interesting guy, especially since he has a passion for the First Amendment. So why was he uninvited? Did students take to the streets? Did Antifa and Black Lives Matter promise mass demonstrations? No, one man made the decision unilaterally. It was Larry Abramson, the dean of the School of Journalism, who worked at National Public Radio for nearly 30 years. An irony not lost on Adams, who called out Abramson in a recent column in Town Hall, where he wrote, quote, "After finishing a career with NPR, he's now teaching future journalists. Any wonder why we have a problem with honesty both in reporting and in higher education?" End quote. Dean Abramson also tried to argue that Adams' credentials as a journalist were not worthy of a distinguished lecturer at the UM School of Journalism. Under the heading, "You just can't make this stuff up," Abramson pointed to a past lecture by the executive editor of the New York Times as one more befitting the values and standards of the School of Journalism. The same New York Times that just this week became the subject of a Project Veritas investigation, where senior editorial staff at the Times were caught on tape saying they intentionally report with a liberal bias. So much for journalistic integrity. Under the guise of not wanting to offend, Mr. Abramson has committed one of the greatest offenses in journalism, and that is the offense of censorship. As Voltaire once said, "Think for yourselves and let others enjoy the privilege to do so too." Our hats off to Maria Cole, the widow of Jeff Cole, for whom the distinguished lecture was named. She invited Mike Adams, thinking his speech might spark debate and allow us to re-engage in civil discourse, something sorely lacking on college campuses. With regard to Adams, Cole remains undaunted. If the School of Journalism won't host the lecture, then she'll find another venue, and we encourage everyone to attend. It's that important. As Benjamin Franklin once said, without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.